Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m., currently 79 degrees here on campus. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to begin this hour by going straight into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon, I'm really happy to say, is Diana Stetko, who is a professor here at UL Lafayette, as well as head of the English department, here to talk about an incredible creation called The Registry. It's a visual installation in conjunction with The Registry theatrical performance conceived and directed by Diana Stetko in collaboration with the Milena Theater Group. And that's all going to be happening at the ACA and somewhere in the ether as well. they have a residency program, and you have been accepted to be part of this residency program. The exhibit and the performance, which one night only, will be taking place in December and January. But you have some audience participation, a wide-flung audience participation that I think a lot of people in our audience may be quite interested in. So we're going to start off talking about the concept of the registry because it's a fascinating concept, and it was actually inspired by something you saw in Zagreb.
There is a museum of broken relationships in Zagreb. It has a branch in Los Angeles. But that wasn't the first impulse. The first impulse was my getting very closely acquainted with the notion of the bureaucracy. Once I became the head of the English department, it's the largest department on campus. And there is something to the bureaucracy that is incredibly scary because it's part of every single aspect of our lives. But there's something also incredibly organized, so theoretically comforting. So there's a paradox within the notion of bureaucracy. You can't live outside of it. You kind of can't live with it. So it's that strenuous relationship. And I thought, what would happen if you take this monolith, this gigantic aggregate of a bureaucratic empire, and if it were in charge of love relationships?
Just like it's in charge of your English degree.
The most bureaucratic apparatus in charge of the most esoteric of emotions. What would happen if one were in charge of the other completely? And that's when I remembered the Museum of Broken Relationships. But the immediate impulse was...
It's something you live every day.
Something I live every day, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that idea of exploring bureaucracy in literature that's been around for a while in the 20th century.
Fan.
You are a Kafka fan. We do have to say you did grow up in Romania under communism. And so there was an element of bureaucracy there, I imagine.
Pushed to the extreme. I mean, people are in charge of your life and a piece of paper can kill you if you're not part of the program. So there is something, and the play will explore this, and the visual installation and all the other events that we have played, that we are planning to play, will explore this. So
once you started musing on this idea of the registry, this bureaucratic empire that handles all of our emotional lives, our love lives, how did you start conceiving of this project? Because there's a lot of parts here going on. So what was important to you to explore and express in this residency project?
I wanted to see, first of all, if people still want to play. There's something about the panic of our schedules, about the superficiality of our relationships, about the transient things. And I wanted to know, if I offer this opportunity, will people be playing? And so I decided that part of the exhibit and later part of the play, I would like to know about people's love stories and their heartache stories and their breakup stories. So we at the registry have created a website, soulcrusharchives.com, one word, where people anonymously, completely anonymously, can upload their stories. And we already have a couple of stories uploaded. And soulcrusharchives.com will become, which is very important for me, writing the play, will become the archives of the registry.
Well, and it's also important to include people, have people play with you, because you describe it as an empire.
Mm-hmm.
and the Milena Group has been going on now for 17 years,
yes.
Putting on a play pretty much every year. And it's usually a kind of a small repertory group that you put together each year. But dealing with an empire, it's like you needed more people to participate.
I wanted us to feel, or the actors at least, to feel that they're part of an entire city belonging to the registry. No one can escape without having a file in the registry. No one falls in love without the approval of the registry. The idea behind the registry is that it's a slightly fantastical organization staffed with tired angels, perhaps, who make mistakes, and the wrong files end up in the wrong places and the wrong people meet the wrong people. And
well, already I'm getting the scary part. I'm not sure about the comforting part of this bureaucracy.
Oh, there is actually, when encounters work and when there is that moment of recognition and the clerks of the registry feel like they finally did something great, there is that moment. So soulcrusharchives.com, which is live right now, the website where people can upload their stories, will allow everyone to tell us of their phenomenal encounter or their heartbreak.
You made that point earlier before we went on the air. When you first introduced this idea to some people, people were rushing in with their heartbreak stories,
right,
and not the love stories. So you want to make it clear that this bureaucracy does deal with love and heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
So people can upload and share stories of either love they're in now, successful relationships, or the heartbreak, soul-crushing stories that they have.
The clerks of the registry, as we're rehearsing the play right now, there are a lot of improv moments, and the clerks come up with just terrible clichés and taglines that they're very happy with. I'm talking about the characters in the play, and one of them was, "Who is the crush of your soul?" So they actually thought of this as something positive. Well, soul crush functions where the crush is the point. So that's how Soul Crush Archives started, with discussions that came from the text and the rehearsals.
So, and if you go to soulcrush.com, you can read these other stories?
Soul Crush Archives.
Archives.
There is a Soul Crush that's not us.
Soulcrusharchives.com. Can you read the other stories that have been uploaded?
Yeah, and the only indication is like 001, 002. It's completely anonymous. You'll become a number, a file.
Like at the DMV.
Yes. That's slightly more depressing, I think. Yes, but they're completely anonymous. We don't even ask for a name. And there are, I think we have four entries.
So anonymous, so you, anyone out there who has a story of love or soul crushing experiences or good crushes for your soul, you can share those.
Yeah.
They could become a part of this story, perhaps be used.
They could be referenced,
referenced
the text of the play if there is
anonymously.
A case. Anonymously, we don't have any names, but one of the clerks of the registry can have a very interesting case and then produce.
So you can share your story, soulcrusherarchives.com. And go to the performance and perhaps hear something of your story.
But that's only half.
Yes. The other part is really wonderful.
The other part is inspired by the Museum of Broken Relationships. And we are asking people to upcycle their pain, to take the objects of their heartbreak and donate them to the registry. And we take donations. We will take donations starting September 15th through November 15th. And people can donate their objects at the ACA. At the front desk, there is a donation form. It will be stamped with the stamp of the registry. And I'm planning, depending on how interesting the donations are, to incorporate them in the set of the play. Because I imagine a gigantic institution like the registry would have something like a soul lost and found section. And then all these objects would be there. And I was looking at the Museum of Broken Relationships website. And I will do exactly what they did, which is ask for a paragraph, a small story of the object. Because otherwise, if somebody drops in a shoe without context, we need a story. So it can be anything from a shoe to a fragment of a love letter, a copy of the love letter. It doesn't have to be the original.
Because we do have to say these artifacts will not be returned.
No. Yes. Because I don't know at this point how they'll be used in the set. Mm-hmm. If it's text, then we decide to showcase a vignette in the visual installation. I might modify them like in form, like if I pour glue over something, I cannot return it. So yes, the objects are not returnable, but that's the idea. I mean, if you want a clean slate, if you want to begin again, if you want to breathe and leave behind all those objects stored in boxes, all the objects that...
Dr. Stetko is taking patients now. No, that is. That's always what you read in the self-help books about, purging yourself of a relationship.
Leave behind. Yeah, you are not these objects. So tell the story, purge it, give us the objects that contain the memory of that breakup, and we'll turn them into something beautiful.
This experience, this play, could leave hundreds of people healed and whole in the end.
And then our real business will begin.
Right. So you mentioned a shoe. What are some of the other objects you saw in the Museum of Broken Relationships?
I saw postcards. I saw objects of clothing. He left. He left a shirt behind. I shredded it. A sleeve of that shirt. Let's see, what else did I see? Oh, even like cooking instruments or a plate or a fork. It can be anything because objects keep the memory of things better than people, I think. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. the idea of getting rid of the objects, but not in an ugly way, not in the trash, but as becoming part of an art installation and a play. So beautiful.
Since you put it that way. Let's all rush to our closets and look up these objects. So I just want to let people know who are tuning in and finding this fascinating. My guest is Dr. Diana Stetko. She is the head of the English department here at UL Lafayette. She is also the creator of the Milena Theater Group, which started in the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
2000, so 17 years. You have been producing unique, fascinating productions, often with a repertory group, and now you are opening it up to let other people participate mm-hmm. by contributing objects or text from their love stories, their soul-crushing stories, mm-hmm. Because the creation, the registry, is a bureaucratic empire that manages all of our emotional relationships.
Mm-hmm. And the point, the previous play we did, Revision, was very, very small and personal. So this is the opposite of that. And it opens mm-hmm. the gates not only to sentiment, but to everyone and anyone who wants to play. And I'm very happy to say not only that it's great to collaborate with the ACA, none of this would have been possible without the Acadiana Center for the Arts residency, but also to some businesses in town that are already playing and have mm-hmm. created a heartbreak gelato and a heartbreak cupcake, which will become part of perhaps that's what the registry clerks have for lunch.
You might have what people wanting in on that.
Yes, so it's
becoming an employee.
It is
registry.
About playing, and it's also about, for me, finding a vocabulary for the range of emotions, for the delirious happiness at the beginning of an encounter, to sort of a stabilizing moment in a relationship, to knowing really whom you share your life with, and then if people are to part, then to see what is a healing way, a nice way to talk about that departure. So the point is not venom at all. The point is that we learn from each other's stories. And I would hope that the Soul Crush archives would accomplish that. We see each other's stories. C.S. Lewis said once, we read to know we're not alone. And I think that behind the whole comedy and absurdity and dark humor of the Registry, that is the point.
Mm. Well, I guess we could say the same thing. We go to theater. We participate in creative mm-hmm. activities to know we're not alone. And you're bringing this a step further and allowing us to really participate in the creation of this. So again, a reminder to let people know Soul Crusher Archives.
Soul Crush Archives.
SoulCrushArchives.com is the place where you can upload your story mm-hmm. anonymously. Mm-hmm. And some of that might get a nod mm-hmm. in the play
in
itself.
The discussions of the registry. Right. And then they might also be incorporated in the visual installation. What I've decided to do with the installation is part of it will become the set of the play, but part of it, I wanted to create silhouettes out of love texts. So love notes, love letters, romance novels, so printed text or handwritten text, and I've created various characters, Nora, the human love letter, whose skirt is yards and yards of written text, or Vicky, the survivor of toxic relationships.
Doesn't one have like a 20-foot
yes,
train?
I'm working on this gigantic skirt of Nora, the human love letter. It's this endless ongoing love letter because there is so much to say. So my immediate interest, other than to see if people are still playing, is to find a vocabulary for possibly the most important human emotion, which is love.
So let's explain the exhibit part.
Yes.
And again, some of their text might find their way into these creations of yours. The exhibit will run from December 9th through January 6th, mm-hmm. which is the night of the performance at the ACA.
So the exhibit is sort of a prologue to the play, and the play happens, as all the Milena Group plays happen, one single night, January 6th. But in order to incorporate objects on the set of the registry or to write about them, that's why we start playing mm-hmm. now, okay. so that from September 15th through November 15th, we collect objects and stories.
So anyone listening can upload their story. You can tell your friends about it.
Yes.
You can play, as Diana said, be a part of this play, this creative event that is happening through the residency program at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, soulcrusharchives.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you have a Facebook page, the registry, which
the
may
registry.
Have that link
mm-hmm.
there.
It has all the links. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we were careful to do. If you go to the ACA residency page, there's a link to Facebook, the Facebook page, and there's a link to the theater part. And if you go to the theater part, there's a link to the residency and so on. So I wanted, it wasn't simple, but I wanted it to feel like a bureaucracy, like there are documents followed by documents,
and
followed
stamps.
By pages, followed by stamps, followed by like all this ritual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bureaucracy comes with protocols. And I think that it's the protocols that one finds exhausting, not necessarily the text.
Mm. Well, if people go to the ACA to drop something off, what happens there? If they've never been there, might be a little...
There's a front desk. So as you enter, there's a front desk. I was hoping for some lit arrows, but they may or may not happen. And at the front desk, they leave the object. They receive a donation form stamped by the registry.
Mm-hmm.
The donation form explains that these objects are not returnable, and also the fact that we might use them on the set of the registry. And if nothing else, you leave with the image of the registry stamp, and you know that you have cut ties to heartbreak.
What an offer. How easy. Run out, clean out your closets and donate.
The registry functions under a very simple motto: you want love, we want your story.
Mm. Well, tell us about some of the stories you are, or how you're incorporating some of these stories mm-hmm. in the registry. You talk about the clerks who talk about these stories. Mm-hmm. I mean, your plays are a process.
Yes.
There's not just one simple written text, and then that's what they memorize.
No, the text becomes the text by the end of the rehearsal process. We're right now mostly improvising. In terms of how stories overlap, I was very careful when creating the fantastical beings that staff the registry, not to create caricatures. They are very human. Perhaps they were human. And this is where they work now in the Department of Great Expectations. I don't know. I don't have a title for them yet. But there's an accounting, of course, and then there's the registrar, and there's the head of HR, and, I mean, all these people. And as they review the files, because everyone has a file with the registry, They remember fragments from their own experiences. They suffer when they fail. So interestingly enough, the more human part of the registry is in the fantastical beings. I learned that from Blade Runner, because in Blade Runner, the replicants are more human than the human model. And so, and then there is one single person on Earth who just wants a love story, and she keeps getting the wrong candidates. And at some point, the registry clerks start visiting her to apologize, to try again. And in the discussions between the ones still alive chasing love and the ones who are now very far away from it, there is an understanding. And also, something is always lost in translation. I should know. I realize that being constantly translating, having been transplanting, this isn't my language. I love it as if it were mine. But expressing love in a foreign language feels different than expressing it in your own mother tongue. So when the clerks of the registry, now removed from their esoteric place, when they talk about love, there is always nostalgia and detachment. Mm-hmm. And when the earthling talks about love, there's this immediate need. So that's how far I've gotten with all of this.
And again, all of the things you share, whether it's on the soulcrusharchives.com or the stories that you share with an artifact that you drop off at the ACA, some of these may find their way into the stories that these fantastical beings talk about.
But definitely into the set of the registry. It's been very important for me to create for the actors a habitat. Nobody just start rehearsing on a set. They bring their own objects. I ask them to create their own cubicles and the objects and that they need to function as clerks. And so there is an archive in the back with all the stories and all the people who have a file in the registry, and that's where these objects that people would donate will go. Mm-hmm. I'm completely prepared for heartbreak, as in nobody will play. Completely prepared for that.
Well, that may find its way into your story as well.
it may be that.
No playmates.
That these are two precious stories to share. I don't know. Mm. So I'm prepared for that, to be self-sufficient with the stories that we have amongst the cast. But I am hopeful
that many
that for
will
once,
play.
If I want to play with the entire city mm-hmm. and tell a love or heartbreak story, that I won't be alone in doing that.
Well, I can imagine anyone listening being interested, but I can especially imagine those people who have known your plays over the years and seen the Milena Group productions and have loved them and have been envious, wanting to be a part of that. This is a great way to participate, tell mm-hmm. your story, and to become a part of the play itself. So there are a couple things you can do. You can upload your stories, soulcrusharchives.com,
yes.
or you can bring an object or a facsimile of an object with a story.
A little story. I'm talking about a paragraph that explains, okay. You know, this object was part of that which happened to me. Right. No names, no private details, right. All anonymous. The point is the story, not the participants. Even revenge tragedies can be staged anonymously. So we don't need names for that. But an explanation, because otherwise I just have a collection of stuff. Yeah. I need to understand the significance of the object that you want to leave behind.
So no one need fear. If they share, it is completely anonymous.
It is. Yeah.
The stories can be uploaded for a couple months as well. They can start now. That is
they
live.
They can start now. Mm-hmm. And I plan, depending on how many people want to play, I plan to keep this up even perhaps after the production.
A resource.
As a resource.
Go there. That space.
Perhaps we need a forum. Mm-hmm. In all the fairy tales that I like, or the collections of fairy tales, there's always an inn at night and people tell horror stories or ghost stories. This is kind of that. It's a virtual encounter place. Imagine it as an inn in some magical forest where strangers meet and tell tales. They don't even have to be true. They just have to be beautiful.
And they can either be about love or heartbreak.
Or heartbreak, yes.
So share either.
Yeah, share stories and or bring objects and we will turn them into art.
So again, two separate places to share, soulcrusharchives.com to upload your stories anonymously, and the Acadiana Center for the Arts, starting on the 15th, which is this Friday, and running through November 15th. You can bring objects, facsimile of the objects, and just a small description of what that is.
And all the instructions, because it's a lot to communicate, exists on the residency page. If you go to the ACA page, you'll see, I think on the left, there's a menu, and if you click on residency, there are two art residencies and the registry is there and all the instructions of what to do and how to do it are there.
And then on Facebook, it's the registry at, what's the second part?
I'm not sure if the
archives.
Because
I just typed in the registry.
Yeah,
and
I'm not sure
it
if it's
up.
A public Facebook page. So right. If people are on Facebook and type the registry, this page will pop up.
It will because of your location.
Yes.
If you just type in the registry.
And all the instructions have links. There are links on the Facebook page to all these other pages.
Right. Again, my guest, Professor Diana Stetko, head of the English Department at UL Lafayette and the creator of the Milena Theater Group. This residency program through the ACA is allowing her to do a multi-part creation. It's a visual installation in connection with a theatrical performance that will be on January 6th. The visual part, the exhibit, will be up for a month, December 9th through January 6th, and we'll be talking with you as that gets closer as well. But right now, you're just hopeful that people will play, people will share, and be a part of this empire of the registry.
You are not alone. The registry is watching.
We'll look forward to what it watches. Thank you so much, Diana.
Thank you.